Hello, everyone. So we are going to talk about non-scale victories, believing in what you do. So we are ending week two on what I call the ultimate high note, which is we're going to talk about how do you celebrate yourself? How do you make the journey of weight loss so much easier on you? And I'm going to tell you that the best way to make weight loss easy for yourself is to learn how to talk about the process and find success in it, figure out how to quit beating yourself up through it, how to get rid of all the old shitties along the process. Because if you do that, here's what ends up happening. You're no longer in a rush to get to your goal because you are now probably giving yourself the exact kind of self-talk, the exact kind of feelings and stuff that you think your weight loss is going to give you at the end. We're not going to wait until we get there to cheer ourselves along, to be proud, to find moments of glory. We're just not waiting anymore. There's no sense in it. So I really believe in this. This is one of the things that really worked for me. And I wanted to share this with you as part of Basics 2.0, because if you want to do the basics, you have to learn how to talk to yourself about the basics. So let's start with weight loss is about mindset. It is about celebrating the process and yourself versus over-indexing the scale results. So what does this mean? What most of us do is we sit around all week long and we do our basics. And all we think about is, I sure hope I lose weight this week. I sure hope I lose weight this week. I hope this is paying off. We have this like low level, low energy self-talk that's putting every ounce of how we're going to think and feel about ourselves on what that number is going to be at the end of the week. And that number, you have some control, but you don't have all the control. So if I'm going to teach you how to do weight loss in the easiest way possible, it is to help you stay focused on what's absolutely in your control. That's what goes in your mouth and what thoughts you allow yourself to think on repeat. So your scale is going to go down as your self-love and your self-respect increase. The best way to control the scale, the best way to see it consistently get results over time is to increase the amount of self-love and self-respect you have for yourself while you're doing the process. Most of us want to do it ass backward. We want to doubt ourselves. We want to question everything. We want to wonder if we're doing it right. We want to sit there and think, well, I hope this lasts. Or we sit there and be like, well, I got by the skin of my teeth this week. Let's see what happens next week. We do a lot of what I just call that subtle self-loathing. It's like, no matter what you do, it's not good enough. You figure out a way to like lessen the temperature a little bit. It's like, how dare we feel good along the way? And the problem is it leaves residue all over us. It makes, when you do stuff like that, it highlights your mistakes way more than they need to ever be highlighted. One overeat now proves all this subtle self-sabotage thinking you've been doing all week long before you weigh. So it's really important that we remember that the scale drops easier as self-love and self-respect is increasing all week long while we're doing our basics. So self-love and self-respect, they drive the feelings that are required to do the things that drive that scale. Remember, it's not enough. Like, I do not want to teach you guys how to eat to enough or how to wait for hunger. And just all week long, you're just like, I sure hope I get to eat soon. I don't get to eat right now. We do not want to learn how to willpower our way through the weight loss. What we want to do is we want to do it through thoughts and feelings that make it easy for us to do the stuff. And that is what ultimately will get the scale to go down. Because I want you to think about this. if you spent your week saying, I totally can wait 5 minutes, this is really good practice for me. If you spend your weeks celebrating each time you wait and you're like, that was so good, I'm getting better and better and better at this. No more, I hope I can keep this up. But when you do stuff like that, that makes you more likely to want to do more of it, because you're teaching your brain to feel good about what you're doing, not to be scared of what you're doing, not to doubt what you're doing, not to question, overly question everything. That's why it's so important with self-love and self-respect. They're going to drive, those thoughts are going to drive those feelings that drive your actions, that get you doing things that you need to do that impact the scale over the long run. So when it comes to the scale, you might be triggered to think a lot of crap. You know, for most of us, that's all we've ever done when it comes to weighing in. We've always just thought shitty thoughts about ourselves. That's okay. We don't need to like wish that part away. We don't need to think that that part's screwing us up or anything like that. But we do need to be aware that when we're weighing, if we have triggered thoughts that come up. But you don't have to live there. And that's the point. I always say last word is the best word. So if you get on the scale and you have thoughts like, I want you to start watching out for these. I lost so much weight this week that next week will probably suck. I need to prepare myself to be let down. That means that your entire week, you're going to be eating from the energy of this probably won't lose a lot of weight. This probably won't help me much. That usually slows us down, not because we lost weight. We lost like 3 pounds 1 week. It's because we take our foot off the gas in little bitty ways. We do little grab asses. We pop food in our mouth. Because we're sitting around thinking, yeah, well, this week won't be the week I lose very much. And then we manifest that result by adding food we don't even need. And then we'll blame it on the scale. We'll blame it on losing too much instead of taking responsibility for not managing our mind. We also, like, I only lost X amount of pounds this week. That always feels like shit. We're never going to use the word only when you lose. Never. It's never beneficial. So when you hear yourself say, I only lost X amount of pounds this week, put a big X through only. I lost X amount of pounds this week. That's all you need. And then I bet I can't keep this up. So many of you will have like amazing weigh-ins, or you'll eat on plan. You'll follow your plan for a few days. You'll wait for hunger for a few days and you'll be sitting there going like, well, that's good, but I bet I can't keep this up. I bet I can't keep this up. Stop down-regulating the process. Every time you do that, you make the process harder. You make the process more anxious. You make the process unenjoyable because you're allowing your thoughts to whip the shit out of you. Rather than like, I'm going to hear all of them and then I'm going to remind myself, last word's the best word. What's the new shit I'm going to tell myself? So I'm going to give you some new thoughts in a little bit, but here's the things I want you to remember. I do not want you relying on the scale for all of your dopamine. So like when I give you all of these things to watch out for, if you're only allowing yourself to feel confident, good, pride, only when you weigh in, that means that the rest of the week, you're denying yourself feel-good hormones. You're trying to use anxiety hormones. I do not want you doing that anymore. What we want to do is we want to start relying on our actions, our behaviors, the things that we're doing all week long to get dopamine hits. I don't want you to just reserve it for the scale. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting on the scale and being happy for yourself. That's amazing. Do it. But don't just do it then. I want you doing it when you go out to eat, you take it to go box home. I want you to do it when you do the habit tracker. Every time you check a box off, whoop, here I am telling yourself like, this is great. You're on track. You're doing the things you need to do. This is amazing. You should be so proud of yourself, Corinne. when you do something new. Let's say you catch yourself on the fifth Oreo that you haven't planned. And instead of going to fuck it mode, you're like, I didn't want to stop. I'm glad I caught myself. I want you to put it away. And then I want you to high five yourself. Like, we're getting so much more aware of what we're doing. We're now catching ourselves. And we're not even fuck it eating so that we can push the shame away. We're allowing ourselves to stop and take pride in figuring some shit out. Anytime you show up for yourself, if you speak up for yourself, if you tell someone no, if you hear something from somebody and it's hurtful and you think, you know what? I am hurt, but I also have my own back. That's just their words. What's my opinion? I want you to celebrate when you show up for yourself in those ways. It's important. So when you release the over-reliance on the scale, you let go of the pressure for weight loss to happen fast. You speed up the feelings of pride, enjoyment, and the feeling of this is my lifestyle. This is probably the most important thing. So many of you are in a rush to lose weight because you're denying yourself feelings you could have right now. You could be telling yourself so many good things each and every day about, I love myself enough to make another plan today. I love myself enough that when I look in the mirror and I don't have nice things to say about myself to remind me, we're learning to love ourselves. This conversation is not needed anymore. We're just not going to do it every time we catch it. When you start doing that in the process, you're not feeling like you got to get there tomorrow because you're already starting to feel the benefits of reducing and lowering the temperature of all the self-loathing, of all the pressure, of all the anxiety, and you're turning up the volume of peace, calm, pride, confidence. You're allowing all of those things that you think the weight loss is supposed to give you. I want you to learn that it's your brain that gives you all of it. Your mind, and there's no reason to not celebrate yourself all along the way. And here's how it works. I want you to think about a vacation versus a hard-ass week at work. Both of them 5 days long. So we're all going to Hawaii. We get there. 5 days of sitting around in Hawaii, you know, relaxing, jacuzziing, beaching, whatever it is you love doing, hiking, sitting around, looking at, let's hope, some finely muscled up. Like for me, I would be like, where's all the muscle men? Sitting looking at you guys all day. I want you to think about this. 5 days of that flies by. Because all we're sitting around thinking is about what we're enjoying, how we love being here, how this is so deserved. When we have a hard-ass week at work, all we're thinking about is how we wish it was over. How much longer? This sucks. We're so focused on what's wrong. The thing is, time can feel like it's passing fast or it can be passing slow. But the way that time feels like it's passing, so I want you to think about your weight loss journey. It's either going to feel like it goes by because it's probably going to take you, no matter what you do, same amount of time to lose all of your weight. It can feel like a slog. It can take forever. Or it can feel like it's flying by. Because you're just enjoying what you're doing for yourself now. You're just enjoying yourself so much more now. It doesn't, when you start enjoying yourself and start enjoying the process, it does not slow down weight loss. It just makes the ride better. When you try to beat yourself up through weight loss, when you try to grind it out, you run the risk of it taking longer because you set yourself up for escape hatches to eat. the more you make yourself feel bad through weight loss, the easier it is to overcorrect with food. But let's just say you can grind it out. It will feel so much worse. Take you about the same amount of time to get there. And then once you get there, you're left with the brain that you created all along the way. I want you to get there and to be able to like, fuck yeah, I'm going to stay here because I talk to myself like a boss the whole damn time. I have no reason to doubt it because over time I convinced myself this is who I am. I don't want you to get there and to be so scared you can't hang on to it because you never gave yourself reasons why. You never told yourself how competent you were. You never taught yourself what was right about you. I don't want you getting there, still nitpicking yourself, still being afraid of the scale, still worried about everything you're putting in your mouth. Will it make me gain weight? I want you to create the version of you that stays there. All right. So today's call to action. I want you to do the weekly weigh-in sheet the next time you do it. It's in your planner. I want you to do it before you get on the scale. I do this a lot. On days when I feel like I am going to be harder on myself, I still have those days, y'all. I'm just so aware of my brain and what it might offer me. Like, I can kind of tell when it wants to be hard on me. I do my weigh-in assessment before because I'm more interested in making sure that my thoughts are where they need to be and that I'm emphasizing the right things. What I did all week long. What did I do right? And what do I need to improve on next week? Is there anything to clean up? Do I have warrant? Like when I say this, when I have warranted worries, if I know my brain is wanting to like, be like, oh, I don't know, probably going to not be a good one. First thing I want to do is look at my actions, not look at the scale. Is there something I'm letting creep back in? If so, let's work on that. Let's not just sit there and self-loathe and fear the scale. Let's look at what might have gotten us here. And then if I can't find anything, then I get to relieve myself of like, this is just you worrying for nothing. We're going to get on and love ourselves no matter what. You do this week again, you could live the rest of your life doing that, knowing you're doing the best for you. It's as simple as that. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.